The Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency wants to build an early warning system for cyber attacks. Previous IARPA research showed that publicly available data sources can be used to accurately predict events like disease outbreaks and political unrest. Now, with its Cyber Attack Automated Unconventional Sensor Environment, or CAUS program, the agency wants to apply that model to detecting cyber attacks. Dr. Jason Matheny is the director of IARPA, and he joins us now to talk more about CAUS. Dr. Matheny, thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
And you point out in the broad agency announcement that you guys released this summer that we tend to detect cyber attacks after they've already started. Contrast that with the approach you're looking at within CAUS.
Yeah, that's right. So in current approaches, we often detect cyber attacks weeks, sometimes months after they've occurred. What's unique about the CAUS program at IARPA is a focus on forecasting attacks before they occur. The reason that we're in principle able to forecast attacks is because attacks don't happen out of the blue. There's planning, there's reconnaissance, there's site testing by cyber attackers. Those things are detectable. So we've focused a large part of the research within CAUS on the problem of detecting surveillance and planning stages before an attack actually occurs.
Presumably, a sophisticated adversary would want to be covering up the fact that they're engaging in planning. So what sorts of indicators might you be able to pick up in those cases?
Yeah, so some are chatter by the attackers themselves, web search queries that they run when they're mapping networks, as well as the black market prices of, say, zero-day exploits that are used in cyber attacks. Many of those are actually hard to cover up. I mean, people leave sort of digital exhaust when they're performing actions like this against a site. And many of those were able to detect, sometimes even using publicly available data.
Yeah, speaking of publicly available data, I mentioned the open source indicators program, the previous IARPA work. Talk about what you learned through OSI and how it relates to what you're working on through CAUS.
So OSI is a four-year program. It's still running to predict events like disease outbreaks, the outcomes of political elections, political instability. And it used over 30,000 different publicly available data streams. So things from social media to web search queries, Wikipedia edits, news feeds, posted video streams, and a range of others in order to try to figure out what's the pulse of a population. Is a population becoming more or less anxious? Are there increased numbers of people who have symptoms of an infectious disease? And what we found was that for most events, we were able to forecast them more than a week ahead of time using these publicly available data. In a way, this is really a social science problem. What is it that that people do when they get sick or when they're feeling frustrated with the current political leadership? Well, when people get sick, they might cancel their dinner dates. They might cancel their flight plans. They might do web search queries for their symptoms. These are things that we can detect using publicly available data. Same for political unrest. When people are feeling aggravated against, say, a political leader, they might edit the Wikipedia page of that leader. They might express in social media frustration or lack of trust in the government. So these are things that are really helpful in order to improve our ability to understand events overseas, especially ones that might affect U.S. travelers or U.S. embassy staff.
And so the things you just mentioned involve just massive data sets. So a lot of this presumably has to be automated rather than just the use of human analysts, right?
That's right. So IARPA's research in this area has focused on machine learning approaches that are automated, that try to make sense of very large volumes of data without requiring that human analysts look at all of those data. Because IARPA is a high-risk, high-reward research office within the U.S. government, we have the kind of latitude to fund these long-term research projects to improve machine learning against problems like disease forecasting or cyber attack detection and forecasting. And what we're finding is that the machine learning approaches that we've developed and that our researchers who we fund develop really are able to make sense of these large volumes of data in ways that we previously had not thought possible.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say CAUSE is I think, another program in which we expect those kinds of breakthroughs to be possible now in a new domain within within cyber defense, which as you know from following the news, is an area where we need vast improvement.
And so within CAUSE, what are the types of scenarios that you want to demonstrate capability for forecasting? Are we talking about potential attacks against, you know, a federal agency, a U.S. critical infrastructure, a private entity? What are you looking to demonstrate here?
That's right. All of the above, all three that you mentioned are a key focus for the program. And one of the unique ways that IARPA operates is, you know, sometimes we say if you think of in the James Bond movies, the Q character who wears the white lab coat and says snarky comments to James Bond, we're sort of like Q, except that we've crowdsourced Q. So we pay for 1,000 people in academia and industry, or best scientists and engineers, to solve the hardest problems in national intelligence. And in the CAUSE program, the proposals are being reviewed right now. I mean, we got dozens from different university labs, from different college labs, small businesses who have really innovative ideas for how to solve this problem. So our teams here at IARPA are now in the middle of those proposal reviews, and this is how our process works. We then award funds to the best and the brightest who we can find to work on this problem, and then we engage them in a research tournament in which we have multiple teams working on the same problem in parallel, and we see who can forecast events soonest with the highest accuracy. We keep score. We act as the referee.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that acquisition approach itself. Can you talk a bit about why you chose the broad agency announcement route? And are you satisfied with how that's worked out so far in terms of the responses you've gotten back?
We are. We've been really happy with broad agency announcements. It's you know, we're modeled after DARPA, which has a extraordinary 60-year history of funding breakthrough science and engineering. And we use, like DARPA, broad agency announcements in order to solicit proposals and then write research contracts. That gives a lot of flexibility. It allows us to make course corrections in the research as needed. And we, you know, this is a sort of full contact sport for research here. We have our research program managers who really act as collaborators with our research teams, and we have an unusual degree of engagement with the researchers within universities, colleges, and industry in giving them the resources that they need to solve our hardest problems. So we're expecting the very best from CAUSE, and I think, you know, this is one of our country's most important problems to solve, is how can we improve situational awareness and cyber defense before events occur rather than after events occur.
Indeed. Interesting stuff. Dr. Jason Matheny, thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.